You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. Timmons the run-up and the kick, and he will squib it as they try to get this one to halftime. Rustlers the return from the 30. The 35, it's Harrell across the 40, the 45. And pretty decent return there by Colby Harrell as, again, one of the upmen hauls it in as Timmons elects to go squib as he has blasted everything else out of the back of the end zone. The Rustlers tried to field one at the 5 and ended up returning it from the 5. Ended up starting that drive at the 5. Tried another one, went off the hands, and bounced into the end zone for a touchback, and all the rest of the kickoffs he has sent through the end zone. And the Rustlers are going to try something here with 3 seconds to play in the half. They will go 4 receivers to the right, and we'll see if maybe a hook and lateral is not in order. As Brueggemann, quick pass right side, they set up the wideout screen, and it'll be about a 1 or 2 yard gain to close out the half. Kellen Hurd on the catch, and that will be the end of the first half. At the half here in Miller, Elk Point Jefferson on the road, winning big, 42-3. They lead Miller Highmore Herald. We're back in 3 minutes with the halftime show. A 3 minute timeout on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
The 2023 model year-end pickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Rustlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron and Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
That's right, and welcome back to Miller. Miller Highmore Herald here, trailing Elk Point Jefferson at the break in Miller. The score here at halftime is 42-3. And we'll start off, of course, our halftime show here with a check of the scoring summary through the first two quarters of this one. It started with 8:23 to play in the opening quarter. On the first drive, a 3-yard Jake Gale run. Carson Timmons would tack on the extra point, and early on it was 7-0. Rustlers would give it up on the three and out, and the Huskies would score quickly again. 5:43 to play in the opening quarter. Another 3-yard Jake Gale touchdown run. Timmons would tack on another extra point, and after one quarter, it was Elk Point Jefferson 14, Miller Highmore Herald 3. The Rustlers would then put up a score with 10:35 to play in the second. It was a 25-yard Aitor Ortega field goal. So at that point, it was 14-3, and then the Huskies poured it on. Four touchdowns over the span of the next 10 minutes, with 10:21 to play in the second after that Ortega field goal, an 85-yard Grayson Girard kick return touchdown. Timmons would tack on an extra point, his third of the night. It was 21-3. Three more scores before the break, 7:59 to play in the second. 27-yard pass, Keaton Gale to Carson Timmons. Timmons another extra point good. It was 28-3. With 4:24 to play in the second, Garrett Merkley took it out from 6 yards out. Timmons another extra point. It was 35-3. And with 10 seconds to play in the half, another Garrett Merkley touchdown, this time from 16 yards out. And Timmons is 6-for-6 on extra points in the first half of this football game as the Elk Point Jefferson Huskies lead 42-3 here at the half. Remember, scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. The Mirror is located 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror with cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. You got styles for the whole family there at the Mirror Family Hair Care. Now, they do accept walk-ins. The Mirror Family Hair Care, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. You can make an appointment. If you'd like to make an appointment with Lori at the Mirror, call 605-883-HAIR. To make an appointment with Kylie, you can call or text 605-553-1628. Again, that's 605-553-1628 for Kylie or 605-883-HAIR for Lori, and make your appointment at the Mirror. The Mirror Family Hair Care, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. And taking a look at some scores here, DeSmet is blanking Arlington at the half. DeSmet 42, Arlington nothing. See what we got for area action here. Coleman Egan leading Iroquois Lake Preston by a score of 14-0. Parkston all over Gregory, 44-0. Platte Geddes is leading Woolsey Wessington with 11 minutes to play in the third. Platte Geddes 14, Woolsey Wessington nothing. Again, trying to scan the scoreboard here. I don't think we're going to have a whole lot more on that outside of maybe Woonsocket, Wessington, Springs, Sanborn Central. And I think, do they have their bye? No, they don't. They're leading Mobridge-Pollock 18-0 with 7 minutes to play in the third. And as we mentioned before, the Huron Tigers were leading at the half 27-7. Third quarter is now underway, but that's still the score here on 27. Douglas 7, that's our game of the night over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV. And that is a full check of the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Downtown here on the scoreboard here in Miller reads 42-3 in favor of Elk Point Jefferson. Another 3 minute timeout, and we'll take a look at the first half stats. 3 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast foods, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Beeble beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
All the way. Right where
Stop
into
Shooter Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Hero.
Dakota Sports.
And welcome back to Miller here halftime as we take a look here at some numbers for the first half of play. And we'll start off with the visiting squad, Elk Point Jefferson. In the passing game, their quarterback Keaton Gale nearly perfect. 5 out of 6 for 90 yards and a touchdown. Jay Gale has a catch for 5. Grayson Gerard, 2 catches for 29. Gunnar Ewing, a catch for 29. Carson Timmons, a catch for 27. And a touchdown is, again, Keaton Gale, 5 of 6 for 90 yards and a score. And that score to Carson Timmons. On the ground, Gunnar Ewing, 3 carries, 11 yards. Daniel Haverman, a carry for 0. Keaton Gale, a carry for 17. Carson Timmons, 2 carries for 18. Garrett Merkley has 3 carries for 20 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jake Gale has 5 carries for 65 yards and 2 touchdowns. So again, on the ground, let's see, 60, 80, 90, right around 100 and a quarter and 4 scores, another 90 and a touchdown through the air. Remember, they have that 85-yard kick return for a touchdown. Elk Point Jefferson has just 1 accepted penalty of 15 yards against them, and Elk Point Jefferson rolling in this one. They lead 42-3. Moving over to the Miller Rustlers in the passing game, Derek Brueggemann, I've got him 8 of 19 for 104 yards. Kellen Hurd, 3 catches for 25. Caleb Roth, a catch for 31. Isaac Hunter, 3 catches for 25. And Joran Heilman, a catch for 23. Again, Derek Brueggemann, 8 of 19 for 104 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. On the ground, Ian Specht, a carry for minus 1. Derek Brueggemann, 4 carries for 6. Colby Colda, 8 carries for 22. Brueggemann also caught behind the line on a bad snap, and he has been sacked 3 times in this game. One by Ruben Sheekwin, one by Dylan Campbell, one by Evan Fornia. So the Elk Point Jefferson defense firing on all cylinders as they again have 3 sacks. Multiple negative numbers as Colda had runs of -3, -2, -1 before he was injured. And of course, Brueggemann, a lot of negative yardage on the sacks, and Specht has the 1 carry for -1 yard. The Rustlers have been penalized 4 times for 45 yards in the first half. They were called for 2 15-yarders, called on a high-low and called on a fair catch interference call. So Miller Rustlers, again, 4 penalties, 45 yards. They've got around 28, 29 yards on the ground, another 100 through the air, and they trail big here at the half at home. Elk Point Jefferson, 42, Miller Highmore Herald, 3. Send it back to the studios for another three-minute timeout. We'll come back and clear up the scoreboard here, brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, and we should be about ready for a second half. Again, we're back to Miller in 3 minutes. You're listening to the Halftime Show, Elk Point Jefferson 42, Miller 3. Back in 3 minutes with more Halftime on KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Lexington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Lexington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Lexington into your farming operation.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Wrestlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP CPA firm of Miller.
American Family Insurance. This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast foods, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Bevo beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. Miller Highmore Herald warming up here. Elk Point Jefferson finishing up their halftime discussion. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. They're located in downtown here on 354th Street Southeast, to be exact. They do accept walk-in styles for the whole family. Cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, even eyelash extensions. Stop in or call 605-883-HAIR for an appointment at the Mirror. Call Lori at 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Well, the Tigers have tacked on another in our game of the night over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV. Huron on the road at Douglas High School. Huron 34, Douglas 7. 7 minutes to play in the third quarter of that one. Again, 34-7, the Tigers lead. Woonsocket and Westheated Springs, Sanborn Central leading Mobridge Pollock 18-0 with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter of that one. We've got DeSmet now with a healthy lead on Arlington of 48-6. Trying to get you Coleman Egan leading Iroquois Lake Preston 14-0. Wolsey Westington still trailing Platte Geddes 14-0 with 9 minutes to play in the third. And as far as I can tell, Hitchcock Tulare is off this evening as they would be at the top of the 9B. Yeah, they must be off this week. So that is a full check of your scoreboard, and the scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. They're located in downtown Huron. And again, the scoreboard here in Miller reading 42-3 in favor of the visitor. The visitor, however, will kick it away to start the second half as Miller won the opening toss, deferred. Elk Point Jefferson elected to take the football. Boy, Elk Point Jefferson has a kicker in Carson Timmons, a 6-foot, 175-pound senior. And this kid can absolutely blast it. Now, I don't keep track on recruiting and where everybody's going as much as I probably should, but I got to believe this kid is on somebody's list to kick at the next level. As, again, he has just absolutely... Well, he's done whatever he wanted. If he wants to kick it deep, he kicks it deep. If he wants to squib it, he squibs it. Now this is the only one tonight that hasn't found the back of the end zone. 20, 25, 30. Isaac Hunter on a nice return out to around the 31. And the Rustlers will get set up offensively here to start the second half, try to get a little momentum going early as Elk Point Jefferson built and took all of the momentum in the first half. They broke it up after a 14-point opening by the Huskies with a 30 or a 25-yard Arturo field goal, or Ortega field goal, and that was it for the Rustlers in the first half, 42-3. So that clock will wind here in the second half as well. And here's Brueggemann from the gun. Three receivers left, one right. Now a little motion. He'll get the handoff. It's Hunter. Oh, Hunter was looking to throw it. He tried to get it back to Brueggemann, and it'll fall incomplete. So trying a little trickery there, but Elk Point Jefferson's defense definitely not going to let Hunter get away on his own. So they keep the eye on him, keep him contained to the backfield, and in fact, in such hot pursuit, not even able to get a pass off there, really. So a second and 10. Rustlers their own 31. Brueggemann from the gun, a receiver left, two receivers right. I don't think that's Speck in the backfield now. Oh, yeah, it is. Brueggemann got a block there, cuts it back inside across the 35 and a short gain. Well, Brueggemann's gain is closer to six. So the 7-yard gain will set up a third and around three. And an important third down here early for the Rustlers here in the second half. Third and around three or four from their own 39. Need to get something going early. You're going to have to convert this third down with 10:15 to play in the third. They trail 42-3. Brueggemann going from the gun, back to his left. Couple of receivers left, couple of receivers right. On a third and three from their own 39. Brueggemann back to pass. Quickly flushed out, nearly sacked. He got away. He'll dump it down the sideline, right side, intercepted. Intercepted by Grayson Girard. So the first interception of the night. And we'll give it back to Elk Point Jefferson with 9:34 remaining here in the third quarter. The Huskies out to a 42-3 lead, and we'll see if the personnel changes up at all. It doesn't appear, at least at this juncture, that it will. Keaton Gale stays in at quarterback. Jake Gale next to him. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Here's Timmons in motion, and they like to get the ball out to him. Here's Keaton Gale back to pass. They'll set up the screen over the middle, complete to somebody. Across the 45, the 40, he broke a tackle, 35-30. He got a stiff arm on another tackle. He's inside the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Elk Point Jefferson. That'll go from 51 yards. Number 42, Ashton Fairbanks. 52-yard touchdown pass. So they pick up where they left off with 8:41 to play in the third. A 51-yard pass. And Timmons is on for the extra point, trying to make it a perfect 7 of 7 And he does. 8:41 to play third quarter. 49-3 Elk Point Jefferson. We'll take a quick 30-second break on KOKK.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Dakota Sports.
Well, Timmons, 7 of 7 in the extra point department tonight. Ashton Fairbanks gets his first touchdown of the evening. Second throwing touchdown for Gale. Four more on the ground, plus a kick return. Timmons kind of puts about half power into it and brings it to the 20. It bounces to the 15. Hunter, the return. Back to around the 15, and we got another injured wrestler here. Must have got poked in the eye. And it's coming to the near sideline is Colby Harrell. Yeah, they're going to get a look at him. I think he got, maybe not. Now he's laying down. So they're going to have to replace him. It's like Cole Cavini making a check in. And Harrell's still on the ground as the Highmore Harrell wrestlers have just been absolutely smacked with the injury bug here the last few weeks. And two more here tonight. Colda and now Harrell is down. Brueggemann from the gun. Three receivers left, one right. Specked out of the backfield on a first and 10. Winging it right side looking for Hunter. Hunter couldn't quite catch up to it. Went down late. I thought he might get a flag, but he did not. So that'll make it second and 10. Rustlers will go from their own 26-yard line. Trailing now 49-3 as Elk Point Jefferson has done it every which way. Four rushing touchdowns, two passing touchdowns, a kick return touchdown. Nearly had a safety. Brueggemann up and under center now. One wide each side. Specked a lone man in the backfield as they'll go jumbo double end. And off left tackle, pickup of a few for Speck.
Ian Speck on the carry.
Speck in a pickup around 3.
Several Huskies. Looks like Amy Goss among them.
And it'll set up third and around 7 with 6:40 to play here in the third. Well, the Tigers running away at Douglas. We'll take a look at that score. Last check was 34-7. That was a third quarter score. Get you updated on that one, courtesy of the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. Brueggemann up and under center. Receiver left, receiver right, double end set. Speck out of the backfield, and rolling out is Brueggemann, and he got wiped out. Back around the 17-yard line. Gunner Ewing and Schmitz combine on the sack.
We'll be back at the 21-yard line.
They will lose around 10 on the sack and set up fourth and a mile, and Hunter will be on to kick. Hunter, with a step or two, will kick it around his own 10. Of course, the return men back at their own 45 because they know Hunter could put the foot to it. Another nice kick here right at midfield, and it went off the Huskies, and the Rustlers are going to get on top of it. Coming in to get on top of it there was number 31, the kicker, Aitor Ortega. So Ortega gets on top of that one. After the mishandle by the return team, and the Rustlers in business here at their own 46. 5 minutes left in the third. Elk Point Jefferson leading 49-3. Brueggemann and the boys trying to get them back, get some back late here. Here's motion for Ortega left to right. The lineup trips right, one left. Speck lone man in the backfield. Brueggemann, high snap on a first and 10. He'll haul it in. Left side, he overthrew Speck. Setting up Speck out there in space there, and there was really nobody real close to him there, but again, the overthrown pass will make it second and 10. Their own 46-yard line here is, again, the Rustlers down to 4:20 left in the third, down 49-3. Brueggemann under center. Two receivers right, one left. A little more blocking power there. Double end as well. Here's motion left to right. It's Ortega. And the handoff, Speck. Speck left side, met at the line. Tried to spit off the tackle, but only going to pick up about a yard. So that'll make it third and about nine as the Rustlers still shy of midfield. The difference is 46 points, so that clock going to keep on moving. Stops with scores, timeouts, and injuries. Third and nine, Miller their own 47. Rustlers with Brueggemann from the gun. Three receivers left, one right. Rustlers going on short help again. Kolda injured tonight, and Colby Harrell also went down just moments ago. Here's Brueggemann dancing in the backfield. Got a man open. He overthrew it. Caleb Roth was headed for the sideline there, and there was really, again, kind of nobody around him there, but Brueggemann not able to drop that one in the basket, and Brueggemann is 0 for 5 with a pick in the second half. Well, actually, 0 for 4 with a pick, as Hunter is the other 0 for 1 as Brueggemann. Now 8 of 23 for 104 yards and an interception. So now a 4th and 9 from their own 47. They will go for it here with Brueggemann from the gun. Three receivers right, one left. Speck out of the backfield. Brueggemann on a 4th and 9. Drops back, flushed out. Heading for the near side, going to lob it ahead, and again he overthrew Roth. Again, that's a pretty tough area to fit it into there. He's trying to drop it over the short help from the linebackers, and of course the cornerbacks are coming in, or the safeties are coming in, so tough spot to drop it in there, not able to convert, and they will turn it over on downs. So Elk Point Jefferson will take back over. Now with a chance to end this one with 2:02 to play in the third. They lead 49-3. And so a touchdown would put this out of reach and end it early here tonight in Miller. A couple of receivers here as they will go under center. Split backs. And now the motion man, and a flag will come in as somebody moved early. 5-yard penalty on the Huskies will be just the second penalty of the night on Elk Point Jefferson. Two penalties, 20 yards tonight so far on the Huskies. That'll make it a 1st and 15. Back to their side of midfield, their own 48-yard line. Remember, Gary's El Auto Glass post-game show comes your way after this one. Trying to find 52 here. If we got Colby Harrell, if he's back out on the field or if he's still on the sideline. Here's the handoff to Jake Gale. Gale 45-40. He got a block. 35-30 running away from another tackle. And he's down inside the 20-yard line. 33 the run by Jake Gale. Derek Brueggemann on the stop there. 19-yard line. First and 10. And the Elk Point Jefferson Huskies now 19 yards away from heading home early. 58 seconds to play in the third. They lead 49-3. Elk Point Jefferson looking for their fifth win. They're 4-1 on the year. They play here tonight, and they close out the year with a couple of teams who started this night at 4-1 as well. So the schedule not getting any easier here. Here's the handoff, or fake handoff, right up the gut. Schmitz to carry. Pick up is 6, so second and around 4. Clock winding, 20 seconds to play in the third, so it looks like we will move it on to the fourth quarter here. Oh, no, they are going to get one more playoff here. It'll be Keaton Gale under center. Split backs behind him. A receiver right, a receiver left. Here's motion left to right now for Merkley. They'll get it outside to Gale, and Gale going to sneak in for the game-ending touchdown. Was that Keaton or Jake? Was that Keaton or Jake? Was that the quarterback of the run?
Three.
Jake Paul going to end this with the 13-yard touchdown run, and of course the extra point is not needed, and it's almost unfortunate it's not, because Timmons was 7 of 7. Let's send it back to the studios. We'll come back after a three-minute timeout with a Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. This one will end after three quarters by the score of 55-3 in favor of Elk Point Jefferson. Three-minute timeout and Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show on KOKK.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Oh, that's fine.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast foods, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Bevo beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter Saloon in Woolsey.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK, brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you, sir, and welcome back to Miller Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show, coming at you a little bit early as this one goes exactly three quarters as Elk Point Jefferson scores on the final play of the third to make the difference 52 points for our final score of Huskies 55, Rustlers 3. Take a look at the scoring summary to start the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. 8:23 to play in the opening quarter, a 3-yard Jake Gale touchdown run. Timmons would tack on the extra point, Carson Timmons, and it was 7-0. One more opening quarter touchdown for the Huskies, 5:43 to play in the first. Jake Gale, another three-yard run. Carson Timmons, another extra point. And it was 14-0 at that point, Elk Point Jefferson. That was the score after one quarter. Miller would come back to make it 14-3 on a 25-yard Aitor Ortega field goal. And that would be it for the Rustlers, as Elk Point Jefferson, over the course of the next 10 minutes and 21 seconds, would score four times, 28 points, with 10:21 to play in the second, an 85-yard Grayson Girard kick return touchdown after the Ortega field goal. Timmons, another extra point was good. It was 21-3. 7:59 to play in the second, a 27-yard pass, Keaton Gale to Carson Timmons. Timmons, another extra point good. It was 28-3. 4:24 to play in the second, a 6-yard Garrett Merkley run. Timmons, another extra point, his sixth of the night, 35-3, or fifth of the night, 35-3. He would, however, get his sixth in the first half. With 10 seconds to play, another Garrett Merkley touchdown run, this time from 16 yards out. Timmons, his seventh or sixth extra point was good. It was 42-3, and that was our halftime score. Coming out in the second half, the Elk Point Jefferson Huskies would score again with 8:41 to play in the third, a 51-yard pass, Keaton Gale to Ashton Fairbanks. Timmons was good on yet another extra point, and they would close it out on the final play of the third quarter on a 13-yard touchdown pass from our 13-yard touchdown run by Jake Gale, his third of the evening. And, of course, I'm a little bit disappointed. Timmons didn't get a chance to tack on his eighth extra point. He has to leave it at 7-for-7 as they do not get a chance to. The difference was 55-3 after the touchdown, so they, of course, don't allow that extra point. So the final score here tonight, Elk Point Jefferson 55, Miller Highmore Herald 3. You're listening to the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. After a 60-second break, we'll come back with a scoreboard brought to you by the Mirror Family Air Care. See how them Tigers are doing. Rustlers fall by the final of 55-3. Miller Highmore Herald goes to 2-5. Elk Point Jefferson improves to 5-1. Back in a minute with more Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report. 1 minute on KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And welcome back to Miller, Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report. Thanks so much to Gary Zell for helping sponsor our postgame report here. Also a thank you to Lori and Kylie at the Mirror. The Mirror Family Hair Care offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatment, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. Stop in or call 605-883-HAIR for an appointment. Again, for an appointment with Lori, call 605-883-HAIR. Or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror does accept walk-ins. They're located at 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. Make your appointment or stop by today. The Mirror Family Hair Care of Huron. And the Mirror brings us our scoreboard updates. Well, the Tigers pouring it on over on Tiger 95. At the 8-minute mark to play in the fourth quarter, Huron 48, Douglas 7. So the Huron Tigers looking for a big win on the road. Again, they lead with 7 minutes to play, 48-7 at Douglas. That is our game of the night over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV. Game of the night at the AA level would be Watertown and Aberdeen Central. Watertown leading 16-14 with a minute to play in the third quarter of that one. The most competitive game at the AAA level tonight, O'Gorman beat Sioux Falls Jefferson by the final of 14-7, and Harrisburg edged Sioux Falls Washington 27-24. Taking a look at some other area teams, we didn't have a lot in action tonight. I think Hitchcock Tulare must be on their bye. Wolsey Wessington is now trailing Platte Geddes 27-0 with 6 minutes to play in that one. And again, I believe Hitchcock Tulare is on their bye week this week. We got Coleman Egan leading Iroquois Lake Preston 26-0. And let's see, I thought we had, oh yeah, we got Woonsocket, Weston and Springs, Sanborn Central. And they are now leading Mobridge Pollock with 2 minutes to play by a score of 18-8. So that is a full check of the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Here tonight, the Elk Point Jefferson Huskies pick up the win at Miller, 55-3. You're listening to the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. Take a 60-second timeout, and we'll come back with the statistics. You're listening to the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report as Elk Point Jefferson defeats Miller tonight, 55-3. Back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Westington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Westington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Westington into your farming operation.
Sports.
Gary's Auto Glass postgame report live from Miller. Taking a look at the numbers here for the visiting Elk Point Jefferson Huskies. Huskies will head home 5 wins and a loss on the year. Their quarterback Keaton Gale had a heck of a night. 6-7 for 141 and 2 touchdowns. Jake Gale a catch for 5. Grayson Gerard 2 catches for 29. Gunnar Ewing a catch for 29. Carson Timmons a catch for 27 and a touchdown. And Ashton Fairbanks a catch for 51 and a score. Again, Keaton Gale 6-7 for 141 yards and 2 touchdowns. Fairbanks a catch for a score. Timmons a catch for a score. Lead receiver was Ashton Fairbanks with a catch for 51 yards. On the ground for Elk Point Jefferson, Luke Schmitz a carry for 6. Gunnar Ewing 3 carries for 11. Daniel Haverman a carry for 0. Keaton Gale a carry for 17. Carson Timmons 2 carries for 18. Lead backs, Garrett Merkley, 3 carries, 20 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Jay Gale leading the charge, 7 totes, 111 yards, and 3 scores. In Elk Point, Jefferson led by Jake Gale on the ground, 7 carries, 111 yards, and 3 touchdowns en route to a 55-3 victory. They were penalized 2 times in the game, 2 penalties, 20 yards against the Elk Point Jefferson Huskies, who will again head home 5 wins and 1 loss on the year. And it doesn't get any easier for him. Tri-Valley next week at on the road. Tri-Valley was 4-1 going into their game tonight. And then they close out at home against Bridgewater Emory Ethan, who I think right now was beating Woolsey Westington. Or no, that was Plaquettis. So anyway, Bridgewater Emory Ethan was 4-1 going into tonight's game as well. So not getting any easier for the Huskies. But 5-1 after a nice win here tonight at Miller. For the Miller Highmore Herald Wrestlers, the passing game, Isaac Hunter ends up 0-1 on a trick play in the second half. Derek Brueggemann ends up 8-24 for 104 yards and a pick. Kellen Hurd, 3 catches for 25 yards. Caleb Roth, a catch for 31. Isaac Hunter, 3 catches for 25. Joran Heilman, a catch for 23 yards. Again, Derek Brueggemann ends up 8-24 for 104 yards and an interception. On the ground, the inspect, 3 carries, 3 yards. Derek Brueggemann, 5 carries, 13 yards. Brueggemann was sacked 5 times tonight. And Colby Colda, 8 carries for 22 yards. Colby came out with an injury and did not return. Colby Harrell came out with an injury late in the game, although he did return for a few minutes there. So we'll see what the future leaves for Colby Colda and the Miller Highmore Herald Wrestlers, as they have really been hit this season, especially late by the injury bug. So the Rustlers around 40 on the ground, another 100 through the air. They turned the ball over on the interception one time. They were penalized 4 times for 45 yards, and they go to 2-5 on the season with a 55-3 loss here at the hands of Elk Point Jefferson. Miller will be off next week. They'll close out the regular year on the road at Tripp, Delmont, Armor, Andy Central, Dakota Christian, and that game is being played at Andy Central 2 weeks from tonight. We'll close out the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show with another quick check of the scoreboard, and we'll sign off for Miller. The final tonight, Elk Point Jefferson 55, Miller Highmore Herald 3. Back in a minute to close out a Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. 1 minute on KOKK.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income
hey,
tax preparation,
computerized
bookkeeping, audit and non-audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Wrestlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
American Family Insurance. This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. We got a bunch of people to thank here. We want to thank Travis Easley, head coach of Miller Highmore Herald. We want to thank Jacob Terry, head coach for Elk Point Jefferson. Both gracious enough to take a few minutes there over the past couple days to get a quick pregame interview and make sure we were pronouncing all the names right and make sure we knew what to expect out of both Elk Point Jefferson and Miller Highmore Herald. So thanks to Coach Easley. Thanks to Coach Terry. Thanks to the Miller School District, of course, for setting us up with a spot to sit. Thanks to my cameraman, Grayson. Another great job tonight, bud. Remember, we are running video. You go to YouTube here on SD Area Sports is what you're looking for there. You subscribe to that. It'll tell you every time we're live. If you're looking for the Huron Tigers, try SD Huron SD Radio Sports. Without the area, you'll find that Huron Tiger. And, of course, Duffy live with the Tigers as they had a big lead out there at Douglas at last check. That was 48-7, so we'll, of course, get a final check of the scoreboard. Duffy will take a look at that with you there tomorrow morning. And, well, we'll end it in a minute, Box. Again, thanks to our engineer, Lunchbox, back at the studio. Thanks to you, the listener, for tuning in. And, of course, thanks to all our great sponsors. A special thanks to the Mirror Family Hair Care. They bring us our scoreboard updates. Special thanks to the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. They bring us the reading of the officials. And, of course, a very special thanks to Gary Zell Auto Glass as they are our post-game report sponsor. Final score here tonight, the Elk Point Jefferson Huskies win their fifth game. They go to 5-1 with a 55-3 win over Miller Highmore Herald. Rustlers fall to 2-5. Rustlers off next week. We'll close out the regular season on the road 2 weeks from tonight. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by...
Thanks so much to our area sports backers, Shooters and Woolsey, Wilbur Ellis, King Clark Insurance here on Community Campus, Lumberland Furniture, Roots Manufacturing in Westington, Pastrallo Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, and the Real Estate Connection. South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection brings us a reading of the officials. Gary Zell Auto Glass, our post-game report sponsor, the Mirror Family Hair Care, brings us any in-game scoreboard updates. Miller sponsors include Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson CPA, American Family Insurance, and Miller and Huron, and Miller Pump and Pack. Make sure to join me next Friday night. Be back at it with some more high school football. Jeff will have the Tigers again next Friday as well. Of course, tune in tomorrow morning. Jeff will have all the scores from tonight, all the South Dakota Sports Saturday, maybe even some talks with some coaches, and that's all again tomorrow morning right here on 1210 KOKK. And speaking of Duffy, the birthday boy is live over on 1340 KIJB and Tiger 95 as the Tigers are winning big on the road to soften the blow of Duffy having to go West River for his birthday. The Tigers winning big at Douglas, and that's our game of the night over on 1340 KIJB and Tiger 95. The final here, Elk Point Jefferson 55, Miller Highmore Herald 3. For Lunchbox, Jason Beals back at the studio. For our sports director, Jeff Duffy. And for everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying good